says President Trump will announce this week a reduction in American troops there to possibly begin this month. American diplomats in South Korea with a message for the North.
Stephen Biegun, who's been leading American negotiations with North Korea on nuclear weapons, urging the North Koreans to return to talks.
It is time for us to do our jobs. Let's get this done.
Biegun brushing off a warning from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, who wants a deal struck this month.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures, upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From the moment her granddad put her face on the package, little Debbie's been the sweetheart of American Snackage. And so when you're out shopping with a family to please, grab some little Debbie treats for spontaneous parties. Oh, and breakfast and lunches, they make great road trip food. Grab all your favorite varieties for any time you're in the mood. From our family to yours, we take pride in what we make. So hit the store and unwrap a smile, because today we bake.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sinex nasal spray is incredible. Ah, I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery, because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. I'm Jack Campbell.
And Jack, how you doing?
I like your attempts.
Yeah, I know. They're adorable, aren't they?
They really are. How you doing?
272-9228. 272-9228. If you'd like to get in on the program. You know, Jack, I was just over here looking at this listing for Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group.
Is this on Hammond Place?
No, this... Yeah, it is. Hammond Drive. Hammond Drive. It's this four-bedroom, two-bath, just shy of 2,400 square feet. Listed right now for $279,302. And the pictures here are incredible.
Now, you know it says listed at.
Right, right.
That means you can maybe tinker with them a little bit.
You could negotiate.
Yeah, you know, Eddie, he's kind of that way.
That's why you call somebody like Eddie Bader at 322-0662, 322-0662, because he can negotiate on your behalf. He can really make it worth your while. And, for instance, he's been around the block a few times. You know, somebody like myself, if I was going to buy a home, it'd be my first time. And you'd want to look into things like, well, maybe we can negotiate, get the price down if they're not going to repair that major part of the home, whether it's an AC system or something going on with the kitchen or the plumbing. Either y'all need, if we're going to pay full price, need to repair that up front, and we'll agree to that, or knock down the price so I can afford to fix it. It's little things like that Eddie has taught me about as I've listened to him talk about his business. And this home on 3301 Hammond Drive is an incredible space. Incredible space in the Sturbridge area. You have access to the community, like the clubhouse, fitness center, and pool the community has to offer. But I love that it has a back porch that's screened in. You can sit out there and sip coffee or energy drink or tea or whatever you like. High, tall ceilings, spacious living room, master bedroom and bathroom. It's an incredible place. So 3301 Hammond Drive is not the only listing, though, Eddie Bader has. He has many, many listings. You can follow Eddie on Facebook, the Book of Faces, as I call it, at Eddie Sells Houses. Just look up Eddie Bader. He is a master when it comes to the real estate market. He's masterful indeed. He goes the extra mile and does those little things that prove that he's looking out for you. So if you're looking for a real estate agent, a buyer's agent, call Eddie Bader today, 322-0662, 322-0662. And be sure to ask him about his listings, like 3301 Hammond Drive. He can help you out with that, folks, or many other listings out there. Now, Jack, today is the anniversary. 2 years ago today, net neutrality was repealed from the internet. Now, at the end of the Obama administration, they applied net neutrality rules to internet service provider, saying, oh, that if we keep going like we're going, they'll throttle speeds. They'll give some people faster speeds for more money and, you know, slow down certain websites. They'll control content in this way. Though the internet had been blown and going for 20 years and this problem had never arisen, they said, we got to get ahead of this before it does arise. Well, then the new FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, I believe his name, came in, and he repealed the Obama-era net neutrality rules. And this is the cry wolf scenario that the left has presented. They're doing it with Trump and Russia, crime wolf. They colluded. They did it with net neutrality. They said, oh, the internet as you know it is now being taken over by the major ISPs. It's going to slow down your internet. It's going to reduce access. Well, 2 years since we had the FCC repeal net neutrality rules, 6 million more people have gained internet access and speeds have increased. So are there some improvements to be made in the regulatory regime around the internet? Probably so. But was it the end of the world that we repealed net neutrality, a heavy-handed, I think, 20th century approach to a 21st century problem? Yeah, I'm glad they repealed it, and the sky didn't fall. Things are fine. The internet's, in fact, improving. So hat tip to Ajit Pai and the FCC for standing up to all the folks who were damning you and saying, oh, this is a terrible thing. The corporations are taking over. Oh, there's Larry Kudlow.
He's a hard nose. I like him.
Yeah, the economy is really doing well. And that's the amazing thing about Donald Trump. President Trump is that the economy, I don't think, has ever been this good in American history. I mean, record unemployment levels, job growth, wage growth, these new deals, that I don't think they're the home runs Trump sells them as, but that's Trump's style.
Right.
But I think it's an improvement on NAFTA, for instance. Not, again, a crazy over-the-top improvement, but it's an improvement nonetheless. I think if you get more of a deal with China, that's an improvement. Not exactly what I want, but improvement nonetheless, progress of a kind. And for the economy to be doing so well, it's amazing that the president's approval rating and poll numbers aren't higher. But then you remember that, what, 90-something percent of press coverage of this president is negative? Oh, and this is what gets the president going on criticizing fake news. You know, I watch a Sunday show, not just the usual talk shows and the legacy media, Jack, but I've gotten to where I really like Ben Shapiro's Sunday special. He usually sits down with somebody, talks to him for an hour, and it's pretty open forum. He doesn't try to do gotcha interviews. It's more this type of interview, I want to know where you're coming from, whoever you are. And this week, I have to say, usually I love his guests. This week, I found his guest just rubbed me the wrong way. And his guest was Frank Luntz. Now, I'm not going to question Frank Luntz, the pollster, his ability. He's very skilled at his job. I mean, and there's a reason a lot of folks know his name. Most pollsters, you don't know their name. You might know him.
You think of him more as a focus group
guy.
Right. He does polling, of course, but
he's the one who really came up with that immediate reaction sort of focus groups, you know, with a lot of the dials and doing quick hits with people immediately to get, you know, initial reactions. I think it's a pretty ingenious way of figuring out what people are talking about. But Frank Luntz, something has happened to him where he's buying into all this sort of establishment crap. And is it because he's actually advised the president even recently? But there's something about Luntz just rubbed me the wrong way. I think it was this. He's like, and just know, Russia interfered, Ukraine didn't. My God, couldn't have been both, Frank. Like, he's bought into what is correct opinion on so many different issues. And excuse me, pardon me, he's sitting there saying that Donald Trump isn't a persuader. The president thinks he's a persuader, but Trump isn't a persuader.
I would not say, of the media, but I would think on a lot of other fronts he is.
He is. Like, think about all these Republicans in office, in positions of power. People like Lindsey Graham, who are criticizing this president all day, every day, constantly. Well, the Republican Party is now the party of Trump. I think Trump persuaded a lot of independents to vote for him. And Trump has persuaded me. Now, but there is a problem here. I think it's a real one going forward, even after Trump. I think Trump's going to win another 4 years. But what does it mean to be a conservative? Because I don't think we can just tip our hats back to Ronald Reagan anymore. And as we now look at what Donald Trump is doing in the Republican Party under Trump, what does it actually stand for? I mean, we've got all the usual list of stuff that Trump himself wants to do, whether it's border security or more of an America First foreign policy, or infrastructure projects, or getting drug prices down. Trump's more of a deal maker to me than a traditional Republican. But where do we go after Trump? What does the party actually stand for? I tend to be much more in the libertarian camp. Let free markets work. Let people in general be free. And even if they choose to do things with their freedom that I don't like, they should be free to do it as long as it's not harming me or picking my pocket. But there are others out there now in the conservative movement that tend to be more, they want to be more proactive with the government, with the federal government. Indeed, they're skeptical of markets and places like big tech and whatnot. And we'll see where the party goes. But I think let's not be blind to the fact that there will be an identity crisis when it comes to the Republican Party, especially after Trump. I think we'll have the arguments now during his presidency. But after Trump, who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Well, I think you say that about the Democrats, too. It's not just, I mean, there's, you know, you're going to have a lot of shuffling. There's going to be a lot of new faces. There's going to be.
They need it.
Right. Well, certainly Republicans, because a lot of times you think of Republicans as the old white man party. We're going to have to kind of make sure we got new blood in there and you know, some ethnicity to it.
Mm-hmm.
In order for it to survive. And, of course, the Democrats, they're so all over the map, and they're so disjointed right now that It's going to take them a while to recover.
The best part of that Luntz interview, folks, just look it up, like Ben Shapiro, Sunday Special, Frank Luntz. The best part of that interview was where Luntz criticized the Republican Party and did Shapiro, and I would throw the same criticism. When Trump comes into office in 2016, the Republicans have the presidency. They have the House. They have the Senate. Not to mention governors.
Oh, yeah.
Seats all across the nation, state legislatures all across the nation. And what do the Republicans do with that? They squander it. And it very well could be, unless we get the House back this time around in 2020.
We have to get the House back.
But I think that ship has sailed. I think the Republican Party truly squandered an historic moment because a lot of their policies, Obamacare in particular, were just that. Oppositional bumper stickers. We got to get rid of Obamacare. And they never actually did the work behind the scenes to bring together a coalition and decide what we wanted to do. And in particular, here's their biggest failing. Republicans, with Trump coming into office, could have convinced Democrats in California, in New York State, in Vermont, all over the country, you could have convinced Democrats, we'll take away powers from the federal government because you don't want Trump running those things. You don't want Trump with that power, and we'll give it back to the states. And the Republicans missed their opportunity.
Thank you, Paul Ryan.
Yep. You know, I don't think Paul Ryan is a bad guy, but I think there's a reason Paul Ryan didn't want to be Speaker of the House. Because I don't think he had the
I think he was sort of drafted to do it.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he didn't have the fire in his belly.
Exactly, he didn't. And I think the reason he didn't is because he knew he's more of a bean counter than he is a leader and somebody willing to take political risk and get things done. I think he's more, I like to make plans and talk numbers and charts. He doesn't like having to lead the party and count votes and really stick his neck out. And we squandered it. It's a shame. And my only hope right now, Jack, is that whether it's under Trump or somebody else, the fiscal realities of this nation will make us change our way. But right now, the more we argue over who's going to control the power in D.C., I think the more divided the nation will be. And the stunning thing is this, it's different worlds. Like listening to James Comey, and I tuned into some of CNN, it is completely different worlds of information. And really, we should be reading from the same book, but even when we read from the same book, we got a whole different interpretation from multiple different camps. It's hard to make heads or tails of what's actually going on out there. So we'll see where the impeachment's a perfect example. It's a political Rorschach test. If you're a Democrat, you say, get rid of them. You're a Republican, you say, this is nonsense. This is absurd. Y'all didn't get what you wanted with the Russia investigation. And now you're just trying to do it all over again with Ukraine. But on that issue, Jack, what say you about the trial? Do you want a trial? Or Lindsey Graham this weekend, for instance, is saying, I'm already ready to vote. Dismiss this crap. I hate this. Which side are you kind of in? I'm more on the, I'd like to see a trial. I'd like to see the show. But what do you think is the wiser course, the path to choose?
I would just kick it out and say, hell no. We're not here. This is bunk, as Chris Wallace would say. I think to satisfy maybe some fence straddlers, you ought to act like you're having a little trial. But the longer, and I understand, when Trump made his remarks the other night, he's like, he doesn't care how long it goes on. And, of course, I didn't hear him, but my friend was there and said,
right.
He's like, yeah, he'd just soon drag it out. It keeps Republicans off the trail, the campaign trail. And I think the longer this nation focuses on this and harps on it, the worse it's going to be. I just think we need to. I mean, it's not going anywhere. Just say, you know, go through the motions of whatever you have to go through.
Right.
And be done with it. But I don't want to drag this out.
Yeah, and I hear you, and actually what Lindsey Graham suggested is let's bring in, if Rudy Giuliani has a case to make, Rudy, come on to the Judiciary Committee. We'll talk about it independent of
the impeachment. But I do not want them to get bogged down in Hillary and the $1 billion that they sent to Iran or the Uranium One deal. I don't want them getting into any of that stuff. I don't want them getting into the Hunter Biden thing. Let's just focus on exonerating Trump,
yeah,
and then let the prosecutorial team within the U.S. Justice Department under Bill Barr undertake all these other investigations. But let's not bog it down. Let's keep your eye on the prize, and the prize is to win this thing and move on. And then let the other folks do whatever they have to do to put whomever they have to put in jail.
I think politically speaking, you're absolutely right. I'm just being selfish in the sense that I would love to see the theater and the show of it all.
Well, it would make for good ratings, but I'm just not sure it's good for the country.
Let
the real professionals go after these other con artists.
Absolutely. 272-9228, if y'all want to get in on the program. Let's go to the phones and talk to Terry. Terry, welcome to the show.
Okay, now, this is the big conspiracy, I believe. The Democrats are on Trump's side in this one. Listen to this. All right, in our Constitution, if he is impeached by the House and the Senate, you know, says, no, he's not going to be impeached, you know, his first term is annulled. Okay, it's like it never happened. He can run two more terms. Now, the reason why they wanted him to run two more terms, okay, they have got screwed up. So there's some moderate Democrats out here that do not like what Obama and all the rest of the left-wingers did, okay? So how do you straighten this out? It takes time. So what do you do? Well, the one that's going to fix it would be Trump, okay? Well, if you give him time to fix it and get it back on track, that's fine. I think that's what's really going on. That's why they're so hell-bent. And this is a Trump's-up, you know, situation that they're saying that he did. You know it's going to go out in the Senate and go, no way. We're not going to impeach him. But it gives him impeachment in the House. And if you look up in our Constitution, if he is impeached in the House, he can run two more terms. So we have a three-term president.
I don't believe that's true.
You better look it up.
Okay, but
look it up.
If he's impeached in the House and then the Senate acquits him, it means Donald Trump can run for two more terms. This is an annulment, even though he'd still remain president.
That's right. Look it up. You'll see.
Well, I thought a president could serve two terms or not more than 10 years. In other words, if you come in within 2 years of your successor's death or retirement resignation.
But this is why they got to hurry and get him impeached in the House before he announces, hey, this is my new campaign. I'm going to run 2020. If he ever does that, before they are able to impeach him in the House, he can't run those two other terms. He can only run one more term. Look it up.
All right, I'm looking at
you're saying that you're saying they're hurrying it up so he will not be able to run for two more terms.
No, they want him to. This is the only way the moderate Democrat can actually get his thing back course instead of making him look like a bunch of idiots wanting socialism and everything else. They don't want that. There's a lot of Democrats out here that go, no to the socialist crap. We want it back like we had it before, like the Clinton years or whatever, you know. But the thing is, when you start talking about how are you going to correct this, it takes time. Well, the only way they could get the time would be keep him in the presidency seat. Well, you can't have a dictator, but you can sure impeach him before his first term is up, and he can run two more terms if he's acquitted in the House, in the Senate. I'm sorry. Look it up.
Okay.
I'll look into that. I don't think that's right.
Well, we appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Because the Constitution was amendment to limit the number of terms. And, you know, I'm looking here. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the Constitution says, quote, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. So essentially this means the Senate can acquit, say no. The Senate can vote to remove the president from office. Then they could go a step further and not just do removal, but say, from here on out, you're disqualified to be president or hold any other major office. So they could come up short of that, just say, oh, you're removed. You can run again if you want. But I don't believe just because the House impeaches the president and then the Senate acquits, that annuls, like, you know, we're having a Catholic marriage annulled here. this first term. But, you know, Terry, send us an email. You can send it to Joey at danmoreshow.com or joeyrc33 at Gmail, or find me on Facebook. Send me a message. I'd love to see the proof of what you're saying. Interesting enough. And that is quite a conspiracy, that the moderate Democrats are all doing this because they actually like Trump. I don't know about that, Terry.
Or don't like what the party has become.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying.
Right, right. So Trump's kind of the antidote to the crazy in the Democratic Party. Well, we'll see where it goes. We'll see. 272-9228. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this? You're on there.
Hey, it's Rick. How are you this morning?
Good.
Hey, I sort of agree with Jack. I'd like to see the Senate trial get over pretty quick with one caveat. And I would like to see either, if it happens at the Senate trial or if Lindsey Graham brings them into the Judiciary Committee, I'd like them to actually call Schiff and the whistleblower and establish how this whole thing got started. I think just sweeping that under the rug and moving past it is not going to be very beneficial for the country as a whole, because they need to be exposed for what they did.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying, and that does make good sense.
You know, because one of the things that kept coming up as I was watching the House Judiciary Committee is they kept using the word demand, that Trump demanded.
Right.
the Ukrainian president to do the investigations. Well, the only place that the word actually shows up, the word demand shows up, is in the whistleblower's complaint.
Yep.
It was in the whistleblower's complaint that the word demand shows up. And I want to know who came up with that word. Was it Schiff? Was it the lawfare lawyers? Was it the whistleblower? Somebody started this ball rolling, and I think that that part of it needs to be brought out. Like I said, whether it's in the Senate trial or if it's done at the Senate Judiciary Committee under Lindsey Graham, I think it needs to be exposed for what it was, which was just another attempt to go after Trump.
And it isn't the first time Eric Charamella's, you know, leaked things and done things like this. The whistleblowers, that's Eric Charamella. I appreciate the call, Rick. I think get impeachment off the plate. Let's actually still investigate these things. I think it is worthwhile because this crap has to stop. It'd be nice if we could actually govern and really discuss ideas and have competing conspiracy theories, figuring out which one's fact, which one's fiction. We'll see, though. We'll see what the White House decides.
Until you expose these people for what they're doing, we're never gonna stop it. That's
Amen.
My point.
Well said.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Rick. Let's go to the phones real quick. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, the fallacy behind Terry's statement about being able to run again, if that were true, Bill Clinton could have run for a third term.
Well, but what he's saying is the Democrats want to Trump to run for another term to try to get all this wacko.
Oh, I understand that.
But if we didn't want, we were the minority party. I mean, we were the majority party back then in the House. Remember, Newt Gingrich was Speaker.
Yeah.
And
but
and
the rule would have still been there.
Right.
If it was, if you're impeached by the House, you
right.
get to, that term is nullified. You get to run for another term.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton would have been eligible to run for a third term as president.
Right.
And he probably would have won.
Yeah, no kidding.
He is very charming.
Yeah. And yeah, and the young girls loved him. But
yeah, it's true.
And Epstein did not kill himself. Besides that, y'all have a good day.
Thanks,
Thank
David.
You, David. Epstein did not kill himself. It's just not possible, given the bones that broke in his neck. Like, that wasn't... I mean, come on. Give me a break, folks. Give me a break. Got to hit another break here. This part of the program brought to you, folks, by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. I'm thinking Jenkins because they do incredible work over there. They can service all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. All their technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASE certified with brand names like Toyo and Bridgestone and Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, Kelly, and Dunlop. They know over at Jenkins that you'll find exactly what you need. They've built their reputation on years of high-quality, affordable automotive service. work as well as the work they do on tires. They really know what they're talking about, folks. That's why so many folks who have tried out Jenkins Tire and Automotive are thinking Jenkins. I love their monthly checklist program. Take the vehicle in once a month, make sure it's running smoothly. They'll also teach you a little owner maintenance every time you visit. And they also have, because it is outdoor season for some of you out there hunting and whatnot, they'll come to you. They have a service truck that'll come to you to service that side-by-side, that four-wheeler, that tractor. Well, you don't have to lug those big outdoor vehicles into town. They'll come to you on location. And if you need to get to work while your vehicle's being serviced, Jenkins Tire and Automotive also has a courtesy vehicle to get you to and from work while that vehicle has work done on it. So call them today, 265-0792, 265-0792. That is the number for Jenkins Tire and Automotive. You can also visit them at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. You can even make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Or just stop by and visit them, 38 East Jefferson Street, downtown, about 2-3 blocks away from the Alley Station. Jenkins Tire and Automotive, great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views, Joey Clark and Jack Campbell when we come back.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, it's Tiffany Coleman again. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for Congress. He's a big-time business guy now with 2,500 employees, Coleman Worldwide. But it sure wasn't worldwide when Jeff started. One of his proudest moments was when he took our three girls and me to see where he grew up, showed us his church, and where he became an Eagle Scout. The mobile home park is still there he managed when he was 12. He'd pick weeds in the sidewalk so perfectly that by the time he'd finished all the sidewalks, it was time to start over again on the first one. That's just Jeff. I'll tell you more about him soon.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Lyle, for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, we're real proud to announce our $99 Christmas necklace specials for Christmas. You better believe it. Four different styles. Tiffany style diamond flower necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. A diamond bar necklace, white, yellow, rose, gold. Also, an infinity diamond necklace or an oval-shaped diamond necklace. All available in white, yellow, rose, gold. You got the idea? Unbelievable. No one does what we do in the country. These are our Christmas specials. Come in early and order early. Thanks.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system, for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama Certification Number 99004.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me today, my co-host, Jack Campbell. And when did so many of our dear public servants, especially the career folks in the FBI and in the intelligence community, when did y'all become so thin-skinned? I thought what you were doing was, you know, just do the job of the country, and yet when you're actually caught doing your job poorly, or certain people within the FBI are, certain people within intelligence are, why don't you just own up to it? Because if you want to know why people are criticizing you so much, it's because every time we find, in fact, your hand was in the cookie jar before dinner was ever served, y'all get all high and mighty. We're the good men and women of the FBI and of the intelligence communities. For instance, there's a New York Times op-ed by William Webster, former FBI and CIA director, saying he's deeply disturbed by Trump and Trump's criticisms of current Director Wray. He's also very unhappy with Attorney General Barr. Well, maybe you don't know what Barr knows, Mr. Webster. And if Christopher Wray actually showed in public a little bit of initiative to actually take this crap seriously, with the seriousness it deserves, maybe people wouldn't be so quick and the president wouldn't be so swift to criticize and question what you're actually up to. But we did. We had the nation turned over, torn apart by a scorched earth campaign of officials in the government, whether the FBI or the intelligence community, a media completely co-opted, not by just the Democratic Party, but by the intelligence community. In fact, now you've got spies and former agents working as journalists at these newspapers and these networks. And it's time for reckoning. Your half-assed, bureaucratic, mealy-mouth speak isn't going to cut it. So 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm wondering, when did these people become so thin-skinned and defensive? Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Well, Joey, it's
I
me.
Thought it was you. It's Kim Williams.
Joey, was Jack around?
He had to step out for a second.
How you doing?
Hey, unfortunately, Joey. He stepped up. How you doing, Kim?
Hey. I'm doing great. How was the weekend?
Oh, great. I got to see family again and relax and then read up and research all this news. So I found peace of mind and a good relaxed time with family, and then I tore all that apart by researching the news.
Well, yeah, there you go. Well, that's what it's all about. You know, you have to recharge those batteries. And weekends are typically good times for that. But check this out. We've got a veteran who is getting ahead of his New Year's resolution by, saving more and spending less. All right, so he gave us a call. He's currently got a VA mortgage that he opened back in March of this year when he purchased his home. He is taking advantage of the VA interest rate reduction loan, okay, which is offered to those homeowners who currently have a VA mortgage. And it allows them to simply refinance into a lower rate, okay, without an appraisal, without the standard documentation. You don't even need income documentation. But he's refinancing his VA, and he's lowering his rate by 1.54%.
Right?
He's already scheduled on the calendar to close on January the 3rd, so he can skip January and February statements. All right? But here's the cool part. He is lowering his payment by $265.28 a month. That saved him $3,180 in interest a year.
Wow.
And if you simply just do the math, you know, his current mortgage versus his new mortgage that he's going to close in January, on January 3rd, he's going to lower his total interest payback, assuming, you know, he makes his payment for the next 30 years. He will reduce his interest by $93,960.
$93,960.
Wow. But he's just one of many out there that qualify to do this. Most people listening right now think, well, you know, I just bought my house like 7 months ago. It ain't gonna make sense. Now I got a good rate. Well, guess what? Rates are even better. It is for him. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give me a call. And Joey, by the way,
mm-hmm.
You know what we need?
What?
A driver's license and evidence that they got homeowner's insurance.
That's about it.
So, yeah, they can take a picture and text it to me.
See, folks, it's not just a line when we say there's a difference between, you know, home lenders, mortgage lenders. There is a difference. And this story that Kim just told is proof. I mean, and how easy you make it for veterans and everybody else out there in the community, it's incredible work. So what's that number they need to call?
They need to pick up the phone right now or pull over and tap on their smartphone. 567-4223. Again, that's 334-567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. And they can follow the link and apply online through the Blink link. Again, Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, before you pick up the phone and call anybody else, give us a call. Don't waste your time on making numerous phone calls. When at the end of the day, we're going to get you the best rate, the best terms than anybody can even offer.
It doesn't hurt the check, folks.
It doesn't hurt. It'll actually help, and you'll see. 567-4223. I'm standing by right now, and I'm ready to pick up the phone and take care of the next caller. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you. Great always to hear from Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. Jack, what do you say we got to hit a break here?
You stepped out right when she called.
Well, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but I'll tell her you said I.
How you doing, Kim?
More news of views when we come back. 272-9228 if y'all want to get in.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, honey season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button. You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report. Stocks are rallying. All three major averages are in record territory. Boeing shares are sharply lower, though, after news the company could be cutting back or even suspending production of its 737 MAX. Last week, the FAA said it would not recertify the planes to fly until next year. Keith Fitzgerald of Money Map Press.
They have handled this crisis poorly. The dividend is at risk now. You've had multiple billion-dollar charges. The backlog isn't going to help because most customers pay for their aircraft when they take delivery. If this thing doesn't go back in service now, I think Boeing risks becoming the GE of the airframe industry.
Shares of WW International, formerly Weight Watchers, are up more than 1%. WW and Oprah Winfrey are extending their partnership into 2025. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures, upper 40s by sunset. Upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey folks, Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
How you doing? I'm Jack Campbell. How's it going, Joey?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Now, today, Troop Booth is closed at Heirloom Jewelers.
Ah, yes.
Monday is procurement, research day, getting ready, restocking inventory.
It's a key part of his business. He's got this network of jewelers all over the country.
Absolutely.
They sort of look out for each other.
Yeah, they're all Gemological Institute of America trainees, I suppose you could call them. Except once you've been trained, you're like an expert.
Indeed.
And he totally is an expert. He cuts out the middleman that you'll see in so many other jewelry stores around the world because he buys direct from people and he sells direct to you. And I've seen his inventory. It's some beautiful stuff in there. If you want to go visit him, you can't do it today, but you can do it Tuesday through Saturday. It's at 6948 Vaughan Road, just east of Bell Road. On the right, if you're headed east, on the corner of Watchman Circle and Vaughan Road in a little strip center there. That's Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 is the number that you need to call if you're looking to maybe sell something that you have that's no longer useful to you or anyone in your family, and it's just sitting around collecting dust or whatever, then you can give Troop a call at that number, 260-0066. Make an appointment. Go see him. He'll take a look at what you have. He will make you an offer on it. If the offer is acceptable to both of you guys, then he'll write you a check right then and there, and you can walk out of the store. He has some beautiful inventory, bracelets, watches, pendants, necklaces, you name it, rings. He has a wide array of some really beautiful stuff. So if there's a loved one in mind, a good friend, or even yourself, go by Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughan Road. That's 6948 Vaughan Road. Heirloom Jewelers, the only name you'll need in buying some pretty personal assessments to go on your beautiful body.
Well, thank you for that, Jack. Yeah, thank you again to Heirloom Jewelers for being a great sponsor.
Absolutely.
Here at News and Views. So, should we go back to this James Comey?
Yeah, we do need
interview.
To cover some local things. Like there was a woman attacked, and there was an inmate who died and was pretty much ignored by guards in Elmore County. We'll talk about that in a minute. But
yeah, sure.
Let's
thing.
Get through this.
All right, back to Comey.
Learned from the subsource, I didn't know the particulars of the investigation.
But this isn't some investigation, sir. This is an investigation of the campaign of the man who is the president of the United States. You've just been through a firestorm investigating Hillary Clinton. I would think if I were in your position, I would have been on that, like a junkyard dog. I would have wanted to know everything they were doing in investigating the Trump campaign.
Yeah, that's not the way it works, though. As a director sitting on top of an organization of 38,000 people, you can't run an investigation that's seven layers below you. You have to leave it to the career professionals to do, to the special agents who do this for their lives. And if a director tries to run an investigation, it'll get mucked up in all different kinds of ways, given his or her responsibilities and the impossibility of reaching the work that's being done at the lower level.
All right. And then there is, I've left for last, the worst misconduct. In August of 2016, just 2 weeks into the investigation, the CIA tells the FBI that it actually has a relationship with Carter Page, that when he has these meetings with the Russians, he actually goes back and he tells the CIA about it. But you never tell the FISA court that. And in fact, in 2017, an FBI lawyer doctors a document. The CIA said, oh, Carter Page, he's a source. And he puts in the application, he's not a source.
Yeah, I got to take issue with one of the predications of your question. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by any FBI people. He found mistakes and negligent and oversight.
That's such a BS way of saying you screwed up.
You're full of crap, James.
That's right.
Yeah, no, there's no misconduct, but, let's not mention the criminal investigation being done on this.
The case of Kevin Kleinsmith, he has referred it for a criminal investigation.
Right, but that's not been resolved. This business with the lawyer changing some email to a partner on the team.
I mean, you make it sound like it's not much.
It's very important. It's very important.
A source to not a source is a big deal.
Remember how we got here. The FBI was accused of criminal misconduct. Remember, I was going to jail, and lots of other people were going to jail. People on this network said it over and over and over again. The Inspector General did not find misconduct by FBI personnel, did not find political bias, did not find illegal conduct. Inspector General found significant mistakes, and that is not something to sneeze at. That's really important. But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest. It is not political.
What about the false information the FBI gave the court?
The FISA court was also given false information by the FBI?
I think that's fair. The FBI should have included, or at least pushed to the lawyers so they could make a decision, information that you just said, things like that, that the another agency had not a source relationship, but some kind of contact relationship.
Okay. I want to get to three last questions.
Okay.
And one of them has to do with how serious what this is. You've talked a lot about mistakes or sloppiness. Horowitz concludes, three separate teams made significant errors in four separate FISA applications on one of the FBI's most significant cases. I mean, the investigation of President Trump and his campaign.
President Trump was not being investigated. His campaign was not being investigated. Four Americans, two of whom were no longer associated with the campaign, were being investigated.
Okay. He was asked how he explained.
Why didn't you tell the public that back in 2017,
Oh, I can't stand this guy.
Said Horowitz, here he is.
It's unclear what the motivations were. On the one hand, gross incompetence, negligence. On the other hand, intentionality.
Gross negligence, or they intended to do it. They intended to lie to the FISA court. You were in charge during a lot of this, sir. And in fact, you signed the FISA applications.
Sure. I think I signed at least two or three of them. He doesn't conclude that there was intentional misconduct by these career specialists.
He says it's one of two things and he can't decide. Gross negligence or it was intentional misconduct.
Well,
that's what he said.
I've read his report. He says we are not concluding that there was intentional misconduct by FBI.
Did you hear what he just said here?
I did. I don't know the context of that. I've read.
He was asked specifically, how do you explain it? And he said gross negligence or intentionality.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. He doesn't find intentionality, but that doesn't make it any less important. As director, you are responsible for this.
I
was responsible for this, and if I were still there, I'd be doing what Chris Wray is doing, figuring out. So how did this happen, and is it systemic? Because that's the scariest thought.
If you were still there and all of this came out, and it turned out it happened on your watch, would you resign?
No, I don't think so. There were mistakes I consider more consequential than this during my tenure, and the important thing is to be transparent about it, and then...
Explain
to the American people how you fix it.
A couple of final questions. As you know, Attorney General Barr has been harshly critical of how the FBI conducted this entire operation. Here's how he reacted to the IG's findings of whatever you want to call it in the handling of the FISA applications.
These irregularities, these misstatements, these omissions were not satisfactorily explained. And I think that leaves open the possibility to infer bad faith.
Given the repeated errors, some would say abuses of the FISA process, does Attorney General Barr have a point?
No. He does not have a factual basis as the Attorney General of the United States to be speculating that agents acted in bad faith. The facts just aren't.